Always good to have the guru. Well, two gurus. Well, one pretty boy, one guru, according to the NARC. Anyway, David Middleton joining us. G'day, Middo.
Too kind. G'day, TK.
Full round of NRL. So plenty to concentrate. Haven't thought too much about the footy yet this weekend. But the Broncos, $1.30. Bulldogs, $3.50.
Yeah, look, it's just about last stakes, isn't it, for the Dogs. They actually beat the Broncos when they played them earlier in the season. The Dogs were under all sorts of pressure. They got that really wet night at ANZ Stadium and they managed to fight their way back from a 7-0 halftime deficit to win. But doing it at Suncorp Stadium against a Broncos team that's slowly returning to full strength, I think, is a pretty different matter and hard to go past the home team there at Suncorp.
Okay. What about Roosters and Newcastle? Do we even comment on this one here?
Well, the only interest, I guess, will be in the performance of Sean Kennedy-Dowell. The first time he'll strap on the or put on the jersey for the Newcastle Knights up against his old club, you doubt that whether he'll have a big influence on the game, having been out for so long. But, you know, the Knights, they can't seem to get out of their own way at the moment. Seven straight losses. They've had some, you know, they've put in some good performances, but they just can't get the job done. And then, you know, ultimately, they cop a heavy loss, and that could be the case this week.
Is he going to play wing or in the centres?
He's selected on the wing at this stage with Peter Mataitia in the centres. But the Roosters have got a couple of disruptions with no Michael Gordon or Jake Friend, so that could leave them a little bit slow to start, but you'd think they'll get it done.
$1.33, the Cronulla Sharkies up against the Rabbitohs, $3.30. The Rabbitohs just can't catch a cold at the moment, and Cronulla probably have a cold after coming off that loss in the wet.
Rabbitohs' race has run, you'd have to say. They won only three of their last 11 games. They've just been a disappointment from start to finish this year. You know, losing Greg Inglis in game one, that was just about the end of them, wasn't it? You know, Cronulla, they've been up and down, inconsistent through the Origin period, which is probably not unexpected with so many Origin reps. Big occasion with Luke Lewis's 300th first-grade game on Friday night. Cronulla, I think they'll be celebrating a victory on Friday against the Rabbitohs.
Penrith, $1.53 to Gold Coast, $2.50. Penrith sit just outside the eight. Yeah. Cleary was so good last week too, wasn't he?
22 points he scored against the Warriors last week. You know, I mentioned that he could become the youngest player in over 100 years to top the point scorers list for the season. Not since Harold Horder in 1913.
Great bear.
And he's taken a big lead. He's 22 points out in front of that one at the moment. So Cleary's going well. Matt Moylan's been selected after injuring a hamstring. Peter Wallace is back after a groin injury. And Bryce Cartwright's in training, so he's not far away. They need to show the Titans some respect because they're a pretty talented outfit, the Titans. They've scored some big scalps this year. They've beaten the Sharks twice and Melbourne once. Penrith need to pay them plenty of respect, but I think Penrith can win.
Cowboys are chugging along pretty nicely without Jonathan Thurston. $1.30 up against the Warriors, $3.50. You know my thoughts there.
Yeah, well, they lost only once during the Origin period, which is a big credit to the Cowboys. They've got some talent in that team. You know, looking at Michael Morgan, the way he's developed, particularly without Thurston alongside him. Tau Malolo, you know, if the Warriors put too much focus on Tau Malolo, there's plenty of other players there like Cooper and Ethan Lowe, and Scott Bolton played really well against South last weekend. The Cowboys will be way too strong. No Sean Johnson. Warriors struggle at the best of times, but they can't win without Sean Johnson.
Canberra Raiders, we just spoke to Jared Croker a minute ago, $2.75 at home, $1.45 against Melbourne. They get their Origin stars back as well.
Yeah,
it's going to be a tough ask.
It will be a tough ask, and you'd have to favour Melbourne in this one, but Canberra beat them at GIA Stadium last year, but they were on a roll at that time, and things haven't been going their way much at all this year. They did win in Golden Point last week. I hardly think that that's a springboard to, you know, a run to the finals for them. I think Melbourne should win.
Another desperate team here, the Dragons, $2.20. The Outsiders up against surprise packets of the season, I reckon, $1.67 Manly.
Their seasons have probably run in complete contrast. The Dragons started well and have dropped off. Their only wins since round seven have been against teams ranked 11th, 14th and 15th or thereabouts. So they're really in free fall, the Dragons. Whereas Manly started slow and the Dragons flogged them at Brookvale earlier this year, but then Manly seemed to get on a really impressive run and they're continuing that. Daly Cherry-Evans has been in career best form, you'd have to say, despite being left out of the Maroon side. Manly should go down to Wynn Stadium, where they haven't won since 2003, but I think they can end that drought.
West Tigers to finish the round up against Parramatta, $3.30, $1.33. Mitchell Moses takes on his old team as well. It's going to be an interesting
one. It will, because they met earlier this season when Mitchell Moses was wearing the black, gold and white of the West Tigers. It was a pretty tight contest, that one. Tigers led, and Parramatta come over the top to win 26-22, but their fortunes have changed pretty well as well. So I think Parramatta will win comfortably this time. Moses has been in good form, especially having some quality players around him, such as Corey Norman. Rudd out there on the wing, I think he'll cause some damage as well. I think Parramatta will be way too strong.
So you're picking all the home sides apart from the Storm and Manly, and you can multi that up. We'll text that out. $12.29.
Yeah, Parramatta are an away side as well this week, even though they're at ANZ.
Of course.
I reckon I've probably tipped all the favourites this week.
Okay, it's that time of year.
That's how it goes.
The comp starts now. Good on you, Mitto.
Thanks, boys.